Congratulations, Sean. That was a fine 3 points for your side, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good. I thought first half we were very good again, following on from the Forest game last week. Great energy again to the side. You know, some great quality first half. And we deservedly went in 1-0 up. And then second half gets more awkward than anything. You know, I think I said to you once before this season, the hardest fight you sometimes have is against someone with nothing to lose. And they're 1-0 down. They're down to 10 men. So, to be fair to Steve and his lads, they certainly had a go, but I thought we did enough, really, second half, without playing great. We're certainly not as good as we played first half, but we never looked in real trouble. Just an edge of nervousness maybe crept in, but then the second goal from a very well-worked set piece kills the game.
What a first goal for your side. A terrific move and a great finish from David.
First class, absolutely first class. People, especially the Burnley fans who have watched us all season, they know how well we can shift the ball around the pitch at times. They know that we can threaten in many different ways, whether we have to put crosses in, whether it's a set piece, or whether it's good quality football. And I thought the first goal encapsulated a bit of everything.
Is it nice that your two central midfielders scored and perhaps your two strikers are off the score sheet today?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I thought Vokes and Ings were a handful again today. You know, always looking available, always good movement, good energy to them. And that allows it. It upsets defences, whether they score or not. And, you know, I'm pleased that other people are getting on the score sheet, of course. But I'm sure there's plenty of goals left in Vokes and Ingsy. And Barnsley come on and should have had a penalty, if I'm honest. But that aside, I'm pleased that other people are scoring, of course.
Have you seen the sending off, the incident? And if so, what?
Yeah, I think it's a tough one for the referee, if I'm honest, because Martin had been involved in 5 incidents before that. He'd been booked for one of them. Arguably, he should have been booked earlier for another one on Jason Shackle. And he goes down in the box. I think he's lost his footing, but he appeals instantly. So it's almost that one where, well, if no one's touched you and you lose your footing and then you appeal, the ref's got a decision to make. I think it's a real tough one. It's one of them things. You know, how do you call that? It's an ugly one for Derby and a good one for us in a different way.
We saw it a few weeks ago, didn't we, down at Bournemouth, that perhaps they changed their game to try and combat you. I think maybe Derby did something similar today. It's a sign of respect, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. They certainly came and camped in. I mean, Tom Eaton didn't have anything to do, I don't think, first half, or certainly nothing meaningful. And you know, that is respect to us and respect to what we're achieving this season, home and away, but particularly at home. And you know, I think Steve's obviously a fantastic manager, got a good group of players there and a big club with a growing expectation. You know, they've got 20-odd thousand every week there and a massive stadium, massive training ground. So there is a massive expectation growing there. So it's great respect, you know, to come here and sort of sit off us and try and sort of soak up and really that put them on the back foot, and it made us, well, even more front foot, if you like, you know, and deliver some real quality first half. And as I suggest, I thought we thoroughly deserved to be 1-0 up at half time.
You mentioned the crowd. We spoke to Mike Guyot last week, and he was urging people to get to Turf Moor and try and support this team onto whatever they can ultimately achieve. Biggest crowd of the season. I know Derby brought a few today, but biggest crowd of the season today. I mean, that's what you want to see, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. We want, you know, I've made it clear that there's a nice connection again between the fans, the town, the club. I think it's growing. Now, I've said all season, I said pre-season, in fact, winning accelerates that. But it should be there anyway. You know, people who care about this club, like they do, the local community, the club want to repay that. You know, they try, and we've got flexi tickets, we've got all sorts, trying to get people to come back, enjoy the football here. And I think they've done that today.
1st of March, Sean, you're 5 points clear in second place. Come on, just between me and you, could you possibly imagine that one?
Well, it's possibilities and probabilities. It's possible to do anything. Probable, I wouldn't think that everyone was thinking it was probable, our position, but possible, absolutely, why not? You know, it's football. You know, you play a game every week, maybe two games in a week, you got to win them. See where it takes you. That's the mantra, it still is. You know, we've achieved many little historical markers and very important ones and some very good ones this season. But we have to keep going. There's another big game coming at the weekend. We're in great shape. We're delivering good performances. Long may it continue.
Yeah, you mentioned markers in seasons just finally. I think it's 30-odd years since Burnley beat Blackburn. I know you're aware of that. I mean, it's set up beautifully for
no,
next
is it?
Weekend.
No one's ever told me.
Set up beautifully for next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. You know, we're in fine form. The players look, I mean, full of energy again today. Very motivated to do what's needed to get a result. But there's no guarantee, so we have to be ready when the whistle blows again next week.